Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 68. Forgive and be free. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Matthew 6:14. Let that land for just a moment. Here is what strikes me about this verse, the timing of it. Jesus had just finished teaching the Lord's Prayer, the whole prayer, and of everything he said in it, every petition, every line, there was one he came back to, one he stopped and underlined, not the part about daily bread, not the part about the kingdom coming. He came back to forgiveness. He said it twice, because he knew us well enough to know we would need to hear it twice. That is not coincidence. That is Jesus telling you where the weight falls. And I understand why. Because forgiveness is hard. Someone really hurt you. Someone betrayed your trust, dismissed your worth, walked away when you needed them most. That pain is real. And I am not here to wave it away, but hear what Jesus is saying plainly. The resentment you hold closes the very channel grace is meant to flow through. A hand clenched shut against giving is a hand clenched shut against receiving. Not because God is stingy, but because a hardened heart cannot hold what an open heart can. And I want to be careful here, because this can be misread. You are not purchasing God's forgiveness by forgiving others. This is not a transaction. It is not a currency. It is a reflection. When someone has truly been touched by God's grace, when they have felt in their bones what it meant to be forgiven, something loosens in them. They cannot hold a grudge the way they used to. Forgiving is not the price of entry into grace. It is the proof that grace already got in. And here's the thing about who benefits first. When you forgive, the first door that swings open is your own. Bitterness is a strange prison. It locks up the jailer more than the prisoner. The person who hurt you may have moved on long ago, may not even carry the memory of it, but you carry it. That weight is real, and it is yours. Forgiveness doesn't say what happened was right. It says you are done letting it own you. And one more thing, and this is the beauty of it. Just as the bread in the Lord's Prayer is daily, so is forgiveness. It is not a one-time resolution you file away. It is morning's harvest. Every day there is something to receive and something to release. The mercy is new every morning, and so is the invitation. So today, do this one thing. Pray the Lord's Prayer. And when you reach the words, "Forgive us our debts," stop. Just stop for a moment. Put a name there, a face, something that still has an edge to it. Tell God you are choosing to release it. You don't have to feel it before you do it. Take the step and let him handle the rest. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.